Today's Shi'ez Masech Techulin, Da Pei Dalag, we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Da Pei Gimel, Amid Be'ez, five lines from the bottom. We're learning the halachos of Kisui Adam, and we're focusing on the halachos of Kisui Adam on Kachim. And the Gemara said that we can't do Kisui Adam by Kachim, because we would have to do it on the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach, we can't leave the blood there, because that would change, the Gemara said, the dimensions of the Mizbeach. So, ask the Gemara, why is that a concern? V'ligre v'lichsei. Why don't we just take the dam that is the dam that's there that fell on the Mizbeach and scrape it off? And says the Gemara, we've seen that is done because miloy tanan. Don't we have a Mishnah we're going to learn? If the animal was slaughtered over a certain spot, but there was blood that splattered far away, the loch is that or dam shall or shalasakin or blood that's on top of the knife, chayv l'chasis. We have to still do kisui adam on that blood, and the way the kisui adam is done on that blood is we scrape it off. So says the Gemara, Alma de Gorim Chasale. So we see that scraping off the dam is a legitimate approach. And not only is it a legitimate approach, the Mishnah, says the Rashba, by saying Chayv L'Chasas, means that we have to do a proper Kisui Adam. And as we discussed in our previous year, the way a proper Kisui Adam is done is by the blood being covered from the bottom and the top. Presumably, how is that done? By scraping the blood and blinging it to where and then covering it properly. So ask the Gemara, Hachanami, why don't we say the same by Kachim, Nigra v'nechasale, to scrape off the blood from the Mizbeach and then do Kisui Adam. Answers the Gemara, Ibe Kachim Mizbeach, if we're going to explain that our Mishnah speaking about Kachim Mizbeach, Hachanami, that is indeed an option. But Hachamai Skinin, our Mishnah, which says that Kisui Adam is not an option by Kachim, is talking about Kachim Bede Kabayis. When we speak about Kachim Bede Kabayis, we're not speaking about something that's going to be put on the Mizbeach. We're speaking about something that's going to be sold, and the proceeds are going to be used for Beis HaMikdash. So now, once they're slaughtered, they become usher with an isser me'ila. If that's the case, it turns out that shechting them is not something that's done with a shechita that it could be eaten. And because it has to first be sold, the animal that was slaughtered, before it could be eaten, because otherwise eating it would be a violation of me'ila. And our Mishnah is following the opinion that shechita Shenaruya, that a shechita that can lead to eating is not called a shechita. And since it's not called a shechita, there is no chiv kisui adam. But ask the Gemara, v'lefrikinu v'lechsinu, why are we saying that it's a shechita that can't lead to eating? Yes, it can lead to eating, because we should redeem this kachim by the kabayis. And then they'll be allowed to be eaten. And then we should do Kisui Adam. So ask Tosfos, how do we understand what the Gemara means to say? If at the beginning it was Kachim, it was subject to Me'ilah, and if it was a Shechita Shenaruya, so there was no Chiv Kisui Adam, so what changes because I could do pigeon? And furthermore, ask Tosfos, maybe that is indeed the halacha. Maybe the halacha is, then when we ultimately appoint it, it'll be chayv and kisui adam, but that's not what our Gemara's Mishnah is speaking about. Our Mishnah is speaking about before we did the pidyon, and at that point, before we did the pidyon, it was a shechita shenaruya, it was a shechita that cannot lead to eating, and a shechita shenaruya is not a shechita, and it's not chayv and kisui adam. Because of this question, Tosfos explains that the Gemara's question is, not that since, as we said a moment ago, by Kachim Bede Kabayis, there is no other option other than ultimately being paided, because otherwise we can't eat the meat, and it's not a regular carbon, and it's going to turn out that it's a loss to Hegdish. So therefore, it's something that must be done. Since it's something that must be done, therefore it's considered like it certainly will happen, and therefore it should be subject to Kisui Adam. Answers the Gemara, Binan had Madav Aracha. The Torah says whenever it comes to redeem Hegdish, or the Torah says it by Erchin, the Pasuk says, V'hemnes ha-behem l'fnei ha-koyin, v'herach ha-koyin oisai. The question that we have to do an act of picking up the animal and evaluating it. And that's obviously not possible to be done after Hamadav Aracha. So Tosfos asks, the halacha is, we've spoken at the beginning of our Masechta, that when an animal or bird are still mefarches, when they're still jumping around, they're considered alive. So the question is, why are we saying that after it was slaughtered, it can't have Hamadav Aracha during the time of Pirchas, it's still considered alive, and it could be subject to Hamadav Aracha. And what really is part of the Gemara's question, I think, and the Rishonim make this point, is Hamadav Aracha means it has to be alive. It's not the standing part specifically. So Tosfos quotes Rav Shemaya, who says that even though we learned at the beginning of the Masechta that animal that's mefarches is considered alive, that's only that regarding the halacha that you can't eat it. But no one can suggest that it's considered a full-fledged alive just because it's mefarches. The Ravid answers the Gemara very simple. The Ravid says that Agam Mishnah is speaking about a case that it's not mefarches anymore. So even if you want to suggest that it's mefarches, it's still considered alive, and maybe indeed if you were poided at the time that it was mefarches, it would be considered a proper opinion, it would be chayiv in kisui adam. Our Mishnah speaking about a case where it's already after the pirchus. So our Mishnah says, command. So Nadi Gemara says, we're understanding and explaining why the kachim cannot be subject to kisui adam. But ask the Gemara, now that we've given this explanation, whose opinion does our Mishnah follow? Ikra Meya, Dama, Hakol Hoy B'chlal Amodav Aracham. The opinion of Rameya is that everything requires Amodav Aracha, and as we just finished explaining, that is not an option here. But if he holds Shechita Shenaruy Shmei Chita. The entire basis of this discussion, as we said a moment ago, is because the shechita, when it was done, was not a shechita that could lead to eating. It would lead to me'ila. But Rameya holds that a shechita shenaruya is still considered a valid shechita. And if you go on to say that the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rav Shimon, who, as we've been learning over and over, is of the opinion that shechita shenaruya lo shema shechita, ha'amar, he says, lahay b'chlal ha'modav aracha. There's no chiv of Hamadav Aracha by Kachem by the Kabayis. So the issue that, well, you want to be pointed and then do Kisi Adam is not a problem because you don't have to have Hamadav Aracha. Explains the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, the way to understand the Mishnah is Rebbe Hi. Our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rebbe. And V'nosav Alei Liba Tanoi. And Rebbe explained the Mishnah according to different. He picked and chose opinion that he held. B'shchita shenin ruya, when it comes to shchita ruya, he holds like Rav Shimon that it's not considered a shchita. On the other hand, by Hamadav Aracha, there he follows the opinion of Rameya that Hamadav Aracha are required, and that's not an option here because the animal was slaughtered. V'ibay seima, says the Gemara, another way of explaining our Mishnah is actually cooler of Shimhi. We will explain that the entire Mishnah follows the opinion, and the entire Mishnah of follows the opinion of Shimon. V'shani hachi, but here by Kachim it's different because the pasuk when it speaks about the mitzvah of kisui adam, the Torah says v'shafach v'kisa. And we learn from here that when is there an obligation to do kisui adam? Mishanim chusa al shvicha v'kisui. You check the animal and immediately can do kisui. Here, there's going to be another step that's required. And that is yotzeshem chusa shvicha p'diyu v'kisui. That since to make this work, you're going to have another step included. And that is the act of pidyun. So that isn't what the pasuk says, that you chayv in such circumstances kisui adam. I asked Ritva, the one we say that kol oimer livdos kapadu dami, and therefore even though it didn't have the actual pidyon, the halacha should view it as if it had a pidyon. Answers the Ritva that even if we'll say that kol oimer livdos kapadu dami, that doesn't change the reality that we have to go through a step of pidyon. And if we have to go through a step of pidyon, it's not what the Torah speaks about of being able to do the kisui adam right after the shechita. Says the Gemara, v'hashta dosis lochi, now that we've established that the shuf of a kisui means that it has to be done one after the other. So now says the Gemara, filo tema, we could say, going back to the beginning of our shir, that the Mishnah is even speaking about Kotche Mizbeach. What was the point that the Gemara made? Well, if it's Kotche Mizbeach, and the problem was you can't do Kisui Adam on the Mizbeach because that would change the dimensions of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara asks, so just scrape the blood off the Mizbeach. So that means you would have to have a step in between the Shechita and the Kisui Adam. The step will be scraping off the blood from the Mizbeach. And the Torah is teaching us, when is there a chiv of kisui adam? Mishen mechusa al shvicha v'kisui, that you have the shvicha and then the kisui immediately. Yotzeh, shem mechusa shvicha griri v'kisui. That grira is a new step. Why wasn't this answer, says Ritva, offered right away? He says, because the Gemara in the Havamina explains the Ritva, does not consider scraping the same as pidyon. And he explains, pidyon, redeeming kachim, is a significant transaction. And therefore, when the Torah wants that the kisui adam should be done after the shechita, it doesn't want it be interrupted with a significant transaction of pidyon. Greira, just scraping off the blood, is not considered such a significant act, and therefore he held that would not be a violation of a shifa of a kisa. Mabar Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi gives a different explanation. Why there's no kisui adam by kachim damakra? Ashiyot tzayit chaya oif. The pasuk compares chaya to oif. Ma chaya in kaddish. We can never have kachim by chaya. There's never a case that we bring a carbon from a chaya. Af oif, the same halacha will apply by an oif. Ask the Gemara, Imachaya, how could you compare the two? Imachayish ain't b'mina kodesh. There's never an example of an animal in the chaya family that has kisui adam or has kachim. Af shem b'mina kodesh, but by a bird, oitzi tarim b'nei yoyna. The tarim b'nei yoyna, which are bird, are kabonis. Sheyesh b'mina kodesh. Says the Gemara, what the pasuk means to say is loy kechaya. The tarim means to compare. A complete comparison between chaya and oif. So by chaya, there's never going to be a case of kachim having kisui adam, because there is never a case of kachim that have of chaya being kachim. Af oif lo tachlabai, even though by birds there are birds tarim b'nei yoyna can be brought as a carbon, still. Since it's compared to chaya, by birds that are kachim, there's also not going to be a chiv kachim. What's the halacha lemaisa about blood on a knife that was after the shechita? Will we now have to do kisui adam or not? The argument that the Rishonim make is no, because one of the things that our Gemara is so strongly taught is that nothing should have to interrupt the shvich, the shchita, and the kisui. And if we would have to scrub off that blood, that's a new act, and therefore it's not considered. There would be no chiv kisui adam on blood that's stuck to the knife. Amalei Yaakov Minoah. Tysus and Megillah says that the right girsa is not Yaakov Minoah, but should rather be Yaakov Matzah, because the Gemara certainly would not be quoting the opinion of an apikoros. Amalei Yaakov Minoah l'Rava Kaimelon Chaya b'chlal behemel simonim. We know that when the Torah speaks about the signs of what makes an animal kosher, what makes a chai kosher, the Gemara has often said the behema and chlaya are on the same family. So ask the Gemara, emanami, so if we take that line of reasoning, we should say the behema b'chlal chai l'chisui. The same din should be that behema and chai should have the same, the behema should also be chai v'kisui adam. Amalei, to which Rava responded, Alech HaMakra, the pasuk says, in the parish of Kiyarchiv, Zvachta Mikorch Mitzoyn Chavachat B'Sherech B'chala Avas Nafshcha, Rach Zakel Vilte Chal Adam, Al Ors Tishbechenu Kamayim. The Torah compares the Dam to Mayim. Ma Bayim by Kisui, just like, and there we're talking about Behemo. Says the Gemara, we learn from there, Ma Behemo, Ma Mayim by Kisui, just like, of course, water doesn't have a din of Kisui Dam, Av Hai Nami should have then not require kisui adam. The Sefer Merafs and Igra asked the question that the halacha is that the klaf on which a get is written must belong to the husband. What happens if the klaf belongs to the wife? So when the get was written, the klaf belonged to the wife. The halacha, he says, is that we should give ownership to the husband in that get, and then give the get to the wife. But the question is that we know that when the Torah speaks about a get, it says v'kasa v'nosan, that there should be nothing happen between the ksivas get and the sinas get. So why the husband taking ownership is not considered an interruption? So the Ran explains that giving over ownership is not considered a significant act, and therefore it's not considered a violation of a kosev anoson. So if that's the case, why don't we say over here the same, that the pinyan between the shvicha and the kisui adam is not considered a significant act? So explains, I saw the Rav Aaron Leib Steinman and Rav Scheinberg Zatzal both explain that there's a difference when we take and we sell a get from the wife to the husband. It's nothing changed in the get. It's just different owners. Till now it belonged to the wife and now it belonged to the husband. Whereas when we do a mice opinion, that's changing the ownership of the animal. And therefore, since it represents a significant change, therefore the two halachas are not this. Not the same. The says the Gemara Elam Ata. If the Torah is saying that we compare dam to mayim, yet bilaba, the halacha should be that when somebody has to go to the mikvah, he should be able to go in dam amakra. To which the Gemara answers, the pasuk says, "Ach mayim ubar mikvah mayim yitar hani in." Only water can be used for mikvah, midach rinaloi, nothing else. Ask the Gemara, maybe what the Torah means to say is that we shouldn't be able to use any other liquids that are not called water. Avodam, blood that we have found that in this pasuk is called mayim, avodam dikramayim, maybe hachinami, maybe the halacha would be that they should be allowed to use blood for a mikvah. Answers the Gemara, trei mutiksev. The pasuk has a mi'ah twice. Mayin shumay is mayin. One is mayim ubar mayim. One is coming to speak about other liquids, and one is coming to speak about blood. Ask the Gemara, who says that that's the way to learn the Pasuk? Ema, maybe the way to learn the Pasuk is that Idi v'Idi, that both Psukim are speaking Shar Mashkim. V'chad l'mutei zoichlim, v'chad l'mutei mechnosim. When we speak about a kosher mikvah, of course, a kosher mikvah has to have 40 saw of water. But the halacha is that if most of what's in that mikvah is, if most of what's in that mikvah is good rainwater, but we need to have more water because we have to get to the 40 saw, what the halacha will tell us is that if water is on the ground, that's acceptable. And mechnasim means a pool of water. But what's relevant to our discussion is that both needed to teach us about other liquids, not about blood. And maybe blood could be used for mikvah. And it says, the Gemara Tlosa Meutik Sivi, the three psukim, mayim, mayim ubar, mayim mikvah. We have three psukim, one, two for zoichlam and mechnasim, and one for blood. Of course, there are two points to be made. One point to be made is, if water which is zoichlin cannot be used for, cannot be used, so certainly mechnasim cannot be used. The answer the Rishonim give is we only had one pasuk, we would use it for mechnasim. Not because we have two psukim, we use one for zoichlin, one for mechnasim. And now the question is, why don't we have two psukim? Why don't we have two psukim for dam? Just like by Shar Mashkim, we have one pasuk for Zoichlim and one pasuk for Mechnosim. By the Dam, we should also have two psukim, one for Zoichlim and one for Mechnosim. And the answer that the Rishonim give is once the Torah gives us a pasuk, that pasuk teaches us that we should treat Dam like Mayim. And once by Mayim we know that applies both to Zoichlim and Mechnasim, it automatically will say that so too is the halacha by Dam, and that both Zoichlim and Mechnasim cannot be used for a mikvah. Continues the Gemara Tan Rabbanon. The Braisa says, when it speak, the Torah says when it speaks about Kisei Adam, Vish ish b'mnei Yisroel min hagar gar b'soichem asher yotzei et chayiv oif asher yoyachol v'shofech hasdam v'chisa ba'ofer asher yotzod. Only Ella Ashayotzud, we would only think it was the animals that need to be caught. If you have animals that don't require any special act of catching, Kigon Avzam Tanagoyim, geese and chicken, Minayim, how do we know by they too there's a Chiv Kisui Adam? Tamlam Tzayid Mikom Mokim. It doesn't make a difference how it's here. MK. What does the Torah want to teach us with the word Ashiyotzud? Lim the Torah der Cheretz. The Torah teaches us a very important lesson. A person should not eat meat. He should not eat meat on a regular basis. And I saw that Rav Tzadok explains what we learn from here is that a person should learn to control himself, and that not everything that he wants to have should he do, and eat meat sparingly. Tanu Rabbanan, and in fact teaches us the Gemara. The pasuk says she'akva Hashem alkechas kvulcha. Limda Torah Cheretz, the prayer is teaching us Shlayakal Adam Basa El Tavavin. Only when a person really feels the need to eat meat should he eat meat. But he shouldn't eat meat on a regular basis. The person, the Meiri says that as much as a person has to think about how he lives and how he behaves, the Meiri says that is specifically important when it comes to eating. The Meiri explains that if somebody begins to become accustomed to eat whatever he wants and spend a lot of money on food, that is a very bad thing. The Chassam Sofer says, Hakel Shoichtim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a bracha. Here we're learning that a person could only eat meat if he could afford meat. And the Torah is giving us a bracha, Hakel Shoichtim, that it will come a day that we all be able to have meat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with abundance of panosa, and since we'll have an abundance of panosa, we'll be able to eat meat on a regular basis. Hakel Shoichtim. Says the Mar Yochel, Yikach Adam and Ashuk V'Yochel. So we think the person should go to the store and buy meat. Tamlein V'Zakachtim V'Baruch Mitzoyncha. You should use only your own meat. If you have available meat, you should use it. Yochel Yizbach Kol B'Kar V'Yochel. So we're allowed to use your own meat. If Baruch Shem, you have a lot of your own meat, Kol Tzoyna V'Yochel, or your beef, or your sheep, Tamlein B'Karcha, don't use up all of your assets, all of your meat for eating. Mikan, therefore says the Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar ben Azaria, Mishesh le mana, if somebody has 100 zuz, yikach lepasai litra yerek, he should buy vegetables. Asar mana, if he has asar mana, yikach lepatroi litra dogim. Again, the Mefarshim point out, all of these conditions that the Gemara is discussing is speaking about, it depends where you live. In some places, meat is more expensive, vegetables are more expensive. In some places, fish are more expensive. Chamisha mana, yikal pas litra basa. May mana, yisblay kader b'kol yoyim, he should eat meat every day. Vinach, and the other that don't have that much, when should they eat meat? Amos, they should eat Be'er Shabbos, Le'er Shabbos. They should eat meat only L'Kovet Shabbos. Amar Rav, but Rav points out, Tzoch Tzrichav Onu Lochash L'Divrei Zaken. We have to pay attention to what Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says. And, of course, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is called the Zaken because we remember the Gemara that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria was 18 years old, but he looked like he was 70 years old, and that's why he was called the Zaken. But I saw the Chasam Sofer continues to explain what the Gemara here means to say is because he became old and weak, so that's why he was an individual who had to eat meat. Anyone else should not necessarily eat meat. Om Rav Yochanan Abba, my Rav, Mishpachas Briyim Hava, was from a healthy family, and therefore he did not have to eat meat on such a regular basis. Aval kagon anu, that we who are not that healthy, mishesh leprut b'tachkesei, if somebody has even a small amount of money, yiritzen lechanvani, he should go to the store, and buy meat. Amrav Nachman kagon anu, people like us, loving for ochlin. And I saw that Rav Tzadik explains this Gemara as well. I mean, the Chayza explains this Gemara. Lovin, we borrow from a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we should have the ability to be able to have the strength to learn Torah. And Lovin, we borrow and Vaichlin, and then we learn Torah. And because we learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us back the money that we had to expend on buying meat. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk Mishlei says, Kvashim uluvashecha, umechisada atudim, v'dei chalim izim lachmecha lechem beisech v'chayim narasecha. Kvashim uluvashecha, megeis kvashim, the Gemara is teaching us that owning animals is actually a very positive investment. Mekvashim uluvashecha, megeis kvashim uluvashecha, from the wool, you'll be able to buy clothing, mechisada atudim, and you'll be able to buy property, and therefore says the Gemara La'olam Yika Adam Sada, sell your property v'yimka tudim and buy animals. V'al yimka tudim, don't sell your animals for the purpose of buying a field. Day chalav izim, day lanu shisparans b'chalav v'gdayim v'talam shibteich b'yisai. Person should have the milk of those animals. L'lach m'chal lechem b'yisecham, from the milk you'll be able to have food for your family. Lachmacha, and from here we learn lachmakadim lachem beisecha. First, take care of yourself, and then after your family. Give food to your family. Serve them food that is not serve them food that not expensive. Teach them to be used to eating what's necessary. I saw two pshatim. So like that, they will not have an expensive lifestyle, which will be hard to maintain. And also, another pshat that Masha suggests, when they're young, they should eat a healthy diet, which will help them to get to that they'll be healthy all their lives. Says the Gemara, writes to Shish Asher, if somebody wants to get wealthy, Yasub Behemadaka, they should have the Behemadaka. So Taisus asks, Chazal Masech Pesukim actually say, Hoysub Behemadaka, if somebody does business with Behemadaka, he won't see Siman Bracha. And here it says he does see Siman Bracha. And Taisus answers that there's a difference if it's in public or in private. Publicly, in the city, you should not do Pei Medaka because everybody will see that you own Pei Medaka, and that will cause that there should be an Ayin Hara. Where it's not in the city, then you don't have to be concerned. Amr Chizda Maidik Siv, how do we explain the Pasuk V'ashtroi Tzenecha? Ashish Beileim, as our Gemara just now taught us that the way that investing in animals is a good investment, so therefore here we say that one should do business in this Ashish Beileim, it's a way to make you wealthy. Of course, the Mefarshim point out that as much as our Gemara is teaching us that it's a great way to become wealthy, still it's appropriate to always follow the proper business practice and never try to use unfair methods to earn money that will cause other people unfair loss. V'amar Yochanan Kasa D'Charshin, it's better to drink a cup of a beverage that was affected by kishif, like hasa the paishim, but don't drink something which is lukewarm water. Says the Gemara, when is lukewarm water a problem? The hanimili, when is lukewarm water a problem? Bekli matchis, in a metal cup. Ab bekli cheris, in an earthenware cup, less than but it's not a problem. U bekli chatas nami lo yamaran, and the leisharit sivya. It's only a problem if you didn't put grass or flavoring into the cup of water. Avol shada betzivya, if you put grass or flavoring into it, less than but it's not a problem. Furthermore, the chalei shada betzivya nami leimaron el deloitzayis. If the water was not originally cooked up, but if the water was already cooked up and then it cooled down to lukewarm, avotzayis less than but that it's not. Then it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan Mishi Nichlei Aviv Mois. If somebody has money from his father, Rotzel Avdan, and he wants to lose it. So Rashi explains that somebody who inherited money doesn't have a real appreciation for the money because he didn't work for it. Another pshat that the Marsha suggests, it's somebody that has his own money and he has money that he inherited from his father. So he has to be careful sometimes not to let those two monies get mixed up. And the reason he has to be careful that the money should not get mixed up is because maybe there's a bracha on one and not the other. So what you should do is yilbash kli pishtin, put on linen clothing, bishtamish b'kli zchuchis, and use glass utensils, v'yiskapal and v'yeshameyam, hire workers and don't supervise them. Yibush Kristen, when it speaks about linen, is b'katina remisa, very delicate linen, and that very delicate linen is easy to tear and get ruined. V'yeshtanj b'kli zchuchis, It's talking about Zukesa Chavarta, which is extremely fragile. Taisa says that even though the Gemara Masechta Saita says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Batla Zuchuchas Levana, after Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there is no more Zuchuchas Levana. Taisa says it doesn't mean that there is no longer any Zuchuchas Levana, it's just not that available as it was before. B'yisko Pa'alam V'yeshev V'nayim, B'tura D'Nafshib Stayu, says the Gemara is talking about oxen, that you have to be careful how to work with the animals, not to make them very, not to overwork them and make them very weak. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that you're working with oxen. The oxen have to know how to plow in the field properly. And if you don't pay attention, they're not going to plow the field properly and it'll be a big loss. I saw the Gemara says, "Aroitz lavet ma'isav." If you want to lose your money, yiska pe'alim v'ayeshim mem. Don't hire your work. Don't pay. Don't supervise your workers. Don't be there when they're working. I saw a sharp fart, and if you roitz a lifsoit chayuv, if you want to be entirely aggravated, be there when your workers work. Sometimes watching your workers the way they work can be extremely frustrating. The Klos Megareba says this is the reason that we break a glass by a chuppah. The reason we break a glass by a chuppah is to teach the chassan that, just like our Gemara says, don't use more than what you're supposed to have. Be careful and don't use glass. So under the chuppah, as this chassan is about to begin his married life, his own family, so we teach him how he should run his family and run his affairs. Dasha Ravi Zir Amala Mishmei Dir of Amri, Vizim Amale Mishmei, Vizim Amale Mishmei Dir of Asi. Maidik Sev Toiv Ishchoino Amalvel, Yichalkal Dvorov Bemishpat. Says the Gemara, La'olam Yoichel. A person should eat and drink more than he has. Wear clothing according to his means. And he should take care of his family even more than he has. They rely on him. And he relies on he's relying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sefer Ben Ish Chai brings an incredible story. He says that there was once a chassid echad who went to buy material to use for clothing for himself and to buy a piece of material for clothing for his wife, L'Kavod Shabbos. And he bought these two pieces of material, and they were not both equal. One was better quality than the other. The better one, he had a garment sewn for himself, and the weaker one, he used for his wife. And he went to shul. He came Friday, he picked up those clothing. He went to shul wearing his new baguette, and his wife, as he left, he made a shachiyonu. His wife, as he left, didn't really pay attention to his new garment. She also, Friday evening, put on the new garment from that piece of material. When her husband comes from shul, she sees that her husband is wearing a garment made out of a material that is more expensive, nicer than her. So she was very upset. He said, and she asked him, "Why did you do this?" So he said, "Because I took this nice material for a beggar to cover Shabbos." And she said, "Well, I also have an obligation in cover Shabbos. And since I too have an obligation in cover Shabbos, why did you take the nicer garment for yourself?" He says, that night when that man went to sleep, he said he saw in a dream a piece of paper that had on it the word Yogel, Yud Gimel Lamed, and under it the word Eish. And he was very concerned because Yogel, which means Simcha, he was happy with, but Esh means fire. And he didn't know what to do with this dream. He went to the Rav, and the Rav asked him, what kind of experience did you have Friday evening? And he told him about the garment. And the Rav told him that that dream is related. Because he said, you actually did the wrong thing. Because you should have taken the nicer garment for your wife. And he says, the word yogel stands for lo yilbash gever, and a stands simlas isha. The garment and the material that you took for yourself, you should really put for your wife. And the reason the words are put backwards, yogel and aish, is because you did something which is backwards. Instead of taking the nicer garment for your wife and the weaker garment for yourself, you did the opposite of what's supposed to be done. There's a story that the Rebbe Reb Zisha was very poor, and a guest came to his home, and his family, his children, were sitting at the table, and they were crying because they were hungry. They had nothing to eat. And Reb Zisha is dancing, and he asked Reb Zisha, how are you happy at a time where your family is suffering? He says, they are correct for crying because they're relying on me, and I am not somebody that they should rely on. I'm happy because I'm relying in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as long as we have the ability to rely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's never anything to be upset about. The Sefer Knesset Gedolah says that when the Gemara says Yechabed Ishto Bar Yosef Mash Yeshloi, Lechabed means clothing, because the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that Rabbi Yochai Kari L'Manah Mechubdasai, he used to call his clothing Mechubdasai. So we see the word clothing is connected to the clothing is connected to COVID. Darsha Avina Piskel de Beirish Gulusa. Hashach l'chol b'Shabbos. If one is sechting for chol on Shabbos, chayv l'chassus, he has to do kisui adam. And there's a very big machlokes rishonim and how to understand this Gemara when it says that you're shechting, you're supposed to do kisui adam. Some rishonim explain that it's referring to Rashi explains, even an Issa Daraisa is allowed to be violated to do Kisui Adam. The Rashba says that can't be Pshat. Nobody would suggest that we should violate an Issa Daraisa. Rather, we're speaking about that there is earth dug up, and still we're discussing if that dug up earth can be used for Kisui Adam. But the question is, if it's already dug up earth, why would anybody suggest that it can't be used for Kisui Adam? Says the Ran, that the man, the Amram, as we're going to see, who said that Kisui Adam may not be done under these circumstances, didn't even want us to violate a Drabbanan, to make a hecker, to make it noticeable that we're normally not allowed to shecht on Shabbos, we're only shechting because we have a chayla, and when people see that we're not covering the blood of a chaya, they'll realize because it's extenuating situations. Tosfos says that the reason we're not allowed to do Kisui Adam, even if there's earth prepared, is because of Tircha. Tosfos obviously holds that Kisui Adam is forbidden on Yontif, even if the blood, as we spoke about, under certain circumstances, we're not allowed to do Kisui Adam on Shabbos, on Yontif even if the blood was, even if the earth was already prepared. Because even if somebody prepared the earth, it was only prepared to be used in circumstances that the halacha allows us to use it. In circumstances where the halacha does not allow us to, the halacha does not allow for kisui hadam under those circumstances. So says the Gemara, Amal Rava Ishtayma, He says, Ishtaymakama, what he said is very, very difficult to understand. And there's two pshat in what Ishtaymakama means. One pshat is that we should take out his tongue. Amar is what we speak with, and we should take out his tongue because what he said is just unacceptable. Another pshat is, as we often have in Shas, that they had an Amar, they had somebody that the person who gave the shear would whisper into the ears of someone else who would say the drasha, he should lose that speaker. The Tanya, because he explains, Rabbi Yosef Mekoy, the Lachas Koy ain't Shachnas of Yontif, we spoke about it, we're not allowed to do Shchita of a Koy and Yontif, from Shachtoy ain't Mechasim Mestamai. If we do Shchita on a Koy, we're still not allowed to do Kisi Adam. And we learn a Kavachoymer, Umam Mila, Shavada Doicha Shabbos, that you're allowed to do a bris mila if the eighth day is on Shabbos. Ain't sveika doicha yontif, if it's not for sure the eighth day. Well, we don't know exactly when the baby was born, and therefore it's not for sure that today is the eighth day. We can't do a bris on yontif. Kisui, shein vade doicha Shabbos, we're never allowed to do kisui adam on Shabbos, ain't a din, shein sveika doicha yontif. And therefore, the halacha will be that if you shecht a koi on yontif, and as we've been learning throughout a mesechta, a koi is a sofik behema, sofik chaya, and since a koi is a sofik behema, a sofik chaya, therefore the halacha is that when anything that's a sofik, we're not allowed to do on yontif. And now the Gemara is Mitzvashem going to continue explaining how we use that as a way of understanding that we're not allowed to do the Kisui Adam, even if we had a situation of Sakonis Tefoshes, that we're not allowed to do, and we're allowed to shecht an animal for those under those circumstances, we're not allowed to do Kisui Adam under those circumstances on Shabbos.